Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to tell you how to solve a problem in Chinese. We have Oren Golan. Hi, Oren, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Right, hi. As the software development manager at Amazon, you have a lot of problems to solve.
That is correct.
Right, okay. Now, we welcome people who solve problems. And in a way, I hope I'm solving a different problem. I'm trying to solve the problems that we need more people to understand Chinese language and culture because it's so beautiful and useful. Right, so the way to say to solve problems, let's start with to solve, and then later we talk about problems. The way to say to solve in Chinese, we say 解决。
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 解决.
Yeah, there are two words. The first word, 解.
解.
Yeah, it's the third tone. So we make down first and then up and we make an effort. 解.
解.
That's right. I love it. And the way to say it, we make the mouth very wide and then have the upper teeth and lower teeth slightly meet together. So 解.
解.
Yeah, it's quite a useful character. On its own, the character is the shape between a cow and a knife and a horn. So that was a symbol to, it's very graphical here now, the ancient Chinese guy holding a knife trying to separate the horn from the cow. Sorry, it's very graphical and a bit bloody. And then it's actually to describe to separate or to part. So 解.
Oh, wow.
To loosen up the horn from the cow.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, so that's 解.
解.
That's it, perfect. And then the second character is 绝.
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 Yep, we curl our lips together, make it a bit like whistling, and it's the second tone, so we go up, 绝.
绝.
绝. That means to resolve the water, to separate apart, to depart something. So imagine in the ancient time, there was a Chinese idiom. They said the water drips can really penetrate a stone.
Interesting.
And the expression was trying to tell people to be consistent, and even if its speed is very slow, may take a couple million years to penetrate the stone. As long as you have the willpower, you can make things happen. So that was an ancient Chinese idiom. And in this case, it's a water parting something. So this is actually the character to describe to be parted. So to loosen up and then to figure out what's going on, that means to solve. 解决.
解决. It kind of makes sense.
Exactly. Just like I saw that, I don't do it myself, just like if you have a lot of threads tangling together, then to untangle it, you have to loosen up.
Yeah.
So 解决. It means to solve. And then to 解决 what? 解决 problems. And the way to say problem, we say 问题.
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 Yeah, 问 is to ask. And the character is the mouth inside the door. Imagine person knocking on the door. Knock, knock, is anyone home? So that's asking questions to request. That means 问.
问.
When. And T means the subject.
T.
T is the second tone. So we go up T.
T.
Yeah. T, that means subject. So asking the subject, that is problem. And 问题 can also mean the questions.
Okay.
So 解决问题 here could mean, for example, if you are in the exams, and there's a challenge you need to resolve, so that could be 解决问题. Or in your day-to-day work, your job is troubleshooting, that's also 解决问题.
解决问题.
Yeah. So what do you think the biggest 问题 we need to 解决 in the modern day?
Wow. I'm kind of, I follow Noam Chomsky's approach, and he's always, I don't know if you know about Noam, always looking for what is the most important problem right now, and I think it's nuclear threat and the survival of this planet, and global warming is one of it.
Right, those two. So while the nuclear threat, and this is really a big problem, and then also controlled by the few rather than by the general public.
Yeah.
Okay, but environment is actually everybody can do something about?
We can. Some people believe that humans don't have a lot of impact on the environment, and some people believe that we have a lot of. And so it depends where you are in this range. But we definitely have the power to take actions, and even not as individuals, but also as impact our elected people that we elect that make decisions. Bigger decision and influence politicians.
Okay. I guess in addition to that, legislation might help, and also international negotiation between the governments, because different countries have different like rules and regulations and level of emissions allowed. But the problem is the water flows everywhere and the air flows everywhere. So having one country is not enough. We need everybody in the world and all the countries, all the authorities and all the companies to work together.
Yep. And maybe AI can definitely help.
Right. Yeah, sure. That's human, 人类, and artificial intelligence, 人工智能, together 解决问题.
解决问题.
Yeah. So since we talk about 问题, 问题 is trouble, is issue, is a question. So when I say I have a big question, 大问题.
大问题.
Yeah, 大 means big. So big problem, 大问题.
大问题.
Yeah, but sometimes our questions are very small. We have small issues. 小问题.
小问题.
Yeah, 小 means small. So, okay. And then to say no problem, we say 没问题.
没问题.
没.
没.
没问题.
没问题.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have a big problem, a small problem, and no problem. 大问题.
大问题.
小问题.
小问题.
没问题。没问题. Right. Okay. So now let's have a little exercise. I will say something. You have to guess. Is that a big problem or small problem or no problem? Okay.
Okay.
小问题.
That's a small one.
That's right. How about 没问题?
That's also small.
That's no problem. 没问题。没问题. Yeah, 没问题. So if your colleagues, Chinese colleagues come to you, hi, Oren, can you do me a favor? And you can say 没问题.
没问题.
Yeah, that's no problem. Or you can say, oh, 大问题. Oh no, you don't say that. You say, okay, 没问题.
Okay, 没问题.
Or you, when someone say, hey, your colleague come to you, hey, Oren, we have a 大问题. What's going on?
That's a big problem. I'm going to help him.
Yeah, that's right. You can tell him, that's why I hire you. You are there to 解决问题. You are not there to tell me that you have a problem.
Right.
Okay, you can tell him, yeah, that's your job to 解决问题.
解决问题.
That's it. Okay. So thank you so much, Oren. Today we talk about solve the problem, 解决问题. And when the problem is very big, we say 大问题. When it's very small, we say 小问题. And then when there's no problem, we say 没问题. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And then that's 解决问题 together. Bye, Oren. Thank you.
谢谢.
再见.